Patricia Ballard, PATRICIABALLARD, 2450. If you're born in 50, how old are you? 73? This is a 74-year-old woman, lives alone. She's widowed. She has one child who's 50 years old, and he's in a wheelchair because of cerebral palsy, period. Nipergaf, patient has extensive history of smoking. She also suffers from hypertension, anxiety, bronchitis, recent exacerbation of COPD and depression, and severe right hip pain with possible aplasia and necrosis of the hip, but she refused surgery because of her lung condition, period. She's originally from Nacogdoches. How do you spell Nacogdoches? Nacogdoches, Texas, but has lived in Atlanta and Miami as well. Her husband died some time ago, as I mentioned. Social, she smokes. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's worked in restaurant business, Allstate Insurance, Delta, and Hyatt. Family history, both mom and dad died of severe Alzheimer's dementia, grandparents with Alzheimer's dementia surgery. I've never been cut on in as far as her surgery is concerned. Medical problems also put peripheral vascular disease. Patient is very weak. Last time she left the house was 6 months ago. She went to the doctor. They told her that she needed hip surgery. She never went back. She doesn't want to talk about surgery or anything else. She continues to smoke and wants to be left alone and kept comfortable at home. Medication, Ventolin inhaler as needed, Clonidine 0.2 twice a day, Motrin 800 TID, Cardura XL 2 milligram once a day, Soma 350 twice a day, Xanax 2 milligram BID, Z-Pak, and Amoxil most recently was started on two different antibiotics because of her severe bronchitis, period. In the paragraph, at one time she had a provider, but because her husband worked for two different companies and she makes too much money, or she receives too much money because of his disability, provider was denied by state of Texas, period. Again, she's alert, she's awake, but short of breath. She weighs less than 90 pounds. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. The weight loss is unavoidable because of her anxiety, depression, her COPD, and possible cardiac cachexia, period. She's wheelchair-bound. She's no longer able to walk because of her hip pain. Once again, with history of necrosis, necrotic avascular necrosis of the right hip, but she refuses treatment. 140 over 80, 92% on room air, 68. Heart positive, phone positive to lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs clear, skin shows no rash, round mucosa with an illusion, lower extremity, diminished pulses, discolored toes, and severe muscle wasting, noted, neurological non-focal. Assessment here, we have a 74-year-old woman, originally from Nacogdoches, Texas, widowed, lives alone, does not qualify for provider services because of her financial situation, period. She has severe COPD with the exacerbation. She also has avascular necrosis of the right hip. She was told she needs surgery, but she is not a candidate for surgery because of her severe COPD, period. In paragraph 402, that's stable at the room air, but she continues to have air hunger, shortness of breath. She also having trouble with bowel and bladder incontinency because it's hard for her to get to the bathroom because of pain, and also because of shortness of breath, period. Nipergraph patient does wear a diaper, period. Nipergraph, she has a son, lives in Cyprus, she's not able to take care of. He's in a residential facility with a cerebral palsy because of her condition and her severe COPD, period. Other medical issues include hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, anxiety, depression, avascular necrosis. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. We had a long conversation about stopping smoking. She says that the damage is done, and I'm not going to stop smoking till I die, in quotation. Patient also looks very thin, very debilitated. She has severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity, abdominal region, flank, and faces, period. Thank you.